Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre. This week, we're going to talk about goals, specifically setting health goals. I'm only about a year into this health coaching world, but I'm almost 8 years into the health world from the other side. As someone who has lost weight, gained weight, lost weight, gained weight, and finally started to learn what her body approves of and doesn't approve of, my goals have been all over the place. Some of them are reasonable, some of them really shouldn't have gone there. Maybe you're just getting started with your healthy lifestyle. Maybe you've been in it for a while. Or maybe you are trying to climb out of the diet culture that social media tends to throw us into. Regardless, goal setting is part of the journey. I will be honest that if you're serious about changing your habits, simply saying, I want to eat better, is not the greatest of goals. We're going to dig much deeper into that in today's podcast. Why is setting goals in your health so important? It's easy to say, I want to lose 10 pounds by X date. But we live in a world filled with temptations. Fast food on every corner, dueling coffee shops in cities, cheap junk food, and expensive whole food. When you're looking to change your health for the better, it's not an easy or an overnight process to begin with. Without setting actual goals for your health, it's easy to make those excuses. Oh, my morning coffee is still good from that coffee shop. Small fries here and there, not a big deal. Yet, so often I see people end up disappointed that they couldn't hit the number on the scale when we continue to make these little changes and shift away from our goals. According to the Oxford Dictionary, a goal is defined as the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim or desired result. Therefore, setting goals within your health can help you hit that desired result, especially if these goals are set in a way that sets you up for success. Now, let's talk about that. Maybe you've heard of SMART goals before. SMART is defined as specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based. We're actually going to take that one step further. One of my mentors from the Health Mindset Coaches certification, Casey Joe, introduced me to SMART-er goals. Specific, measurable, additive, rewarding, timely, efficacy, and relative. Let's break each step down a little more. Specific. It's important to get specific with your goals. By getting specific, you can come up with a better plan to reach your end result. Measurable. By making your goals measurable, you're able to see your progress as you go. One thing I have found time and time and time again is that seeing the progress being made is what helps get through the bad days. I can't tell you how many days I've wanted to give up on my goals until I look back to see how far I've come. Additive. This is where we veer off the original SMART goals. Instead of attainable, we're going to look at what can be added or improved in your lifestyle that will help you with this goal. In my style of nutrition coaching, I don't like being restrictive, and this is one of those cases. What are you adding to help you achieve that goal? Instead of saying, I'm not going to get that fancy coffee, look at adding in hard-boiled eggs or some veggie bites to go along with it. See, we don't restrict, but we add something that helps you with your long-term goal. Rewarding. Goals should be rewarding and have personal meaning and be valuable to you, not someone else, you. If it doesn't have meaning to you, you are less likely to actually focus on it. Therefore, you're less likely to even hit it. Timely. Goals may or may not always have a long-term timeline. However, to achieve whatever your long-term goals are, you can always set little timelines to go along with them. For example, if your ultimate goal is to spend the next year focusing on your health, break it down into little, more manageable chunks and look at your goals month to month or maybe quarter to quarter. Such as, this month I'm going to focus on adding more vegetables into my lunch. Then next month I'll focus on exercising 3 times a week. You are giving yourself a clear-cut timeline to achieve those goals. Efficacy. Now, let's talk about the definition here. Efficacy means the ability to produce long-term results. In the case of your goals, they should be setting you up for long-term success. In other words, your goals should be realistic and something that you truly believe you can achieve. Relative. Look at your goals from where you are right now and where you want to go. Does it make sense for your lifestyle and the plans you have coming up? For example, if you want to work out for 100 days straight, say, but you have 2 vacations planned, is that going to work? Going back to the original goal I suggested of, I want to lose 10 pounds. Let's take that and turn it into a smarter goal. Instead of saying, my goal is to lose 10 pounds, a smarter goal would look like, my goal is to lose 10 pounds over the next 3 months to help my clothes fit better by improving the quality of food I consume and exercising 4 times a week. Getting specific, losing the 10 pounds. The weight is measurable. Exercise is being added in. The reward is your clothing fitting better. The timeline is 3 months. Efficacy is building the food and exercise habits for long-term success. It's relative because it's a realistic timeline with realistic expectations. Notice how suddenly the goal seems so much more achievable. Instead of someone setting no timeline on when they want that 10 pounds gone, now they have a schedule, a realistic timeline, a reason, and more. Does it make sense to use smarter goals in every single situation? Probably not. However, when you're getting ready to make big adjustments or changes to the habits in your life, specifically for your health, it's a very, very helpful tool to use. Truthfully, the way you set your goals can be the difference between success in achieving them and never actually having your end result see the light of day. Your challenge this week is to take some time and set a smarter goal. How does it make you feel? Does it feel more achievable? To see all of the notes from today or share your thoughts or smarter goals, please visit podcast.bestselfhealthcoaching.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can get our weekly chats directly on your favorite app and leave a review in the iTunes store. We'll see you back here next Tuesday.